Welcome to the Possible Podcast, to achieve things you never thought possible. I'm your host, Elizabeth, and here with me is Phil.
Hello out there. Glad you could join us. Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you this morning?
I am fantastic. How about you?
I am also fantastic, and I love the fact that we were just discussing what we were going to do our podcast on right now, and we have decided upon the subject of attitude. So I'll let you start it off, Elizabeth.
Oh, man, he tricked me. He was supposed to start, so he starts with the hello, and then now I'm starting. Okay, so here we are, folks. Attitude. We looked it up in the dictionary and thesaurus, just because for me, it's very helpful for me to see. And there were a bunch of words that are really cool words for attitude with the thesaurus: approach, belief, bias, character, demeanor, mindset, mood, notion, opinion, perspective, philosophy, point of view, and then there's a bunch more. But so this idea of attitude, and we talk about seeing the world and how we see the world, you know, our perspective, how are we viewing our experience? It's very interesting that we're doing this topic unplanned because I just watched Sean Aker, and I'm actually going to review his book on my blog because it was so profound. He wrote The Happiness Advantage, and he just wrote a new book. I don't remember the name of it, but you could Google him, Sean Aker. We'll put a link in the show notes after if you're interested in it. But he was talking about how 90% of our attitude or our happiness, if we're happy, seeing through the lens of happiness, has to do with how we see the world. And 10% has to do with nature and nurture, you know, how we were raised or biology. So 90%. And then he gave about five little things that you could do to increase and become happier, like immediately. And of course, one of them was gratitude. You know, he didn't go far as to say a gratitude list, but he said three things, name three things you're grateful for. And he had a whole bunch of other exercises. It was so profound. So this idea of attitude, you know, how we're seeing things really is huge. So that's what I have to say about that.
Well, I love what you just said about that, Elizabeth. You are so good. For me, attitude is definitely everything, because we can have a positive attitude or we can have a negative attitude. A negative attitude is self-pity, depression, and everything that goes, the world is black. The world is black. With a positive attitude, the world is fantastic. It's full of flowers and light, and it's beautiful. And we choose our attitude. We can instantly change a bad attitude into a wonderful attitude. It's our choice. God gives us a free will, and we control our attitude. We absolutely control our attitude. So if you're positive, you say good things, you do good things, that's a positive attitude. And it's fantastic. And Elizabeth, I always admire you because you have a good heart, a great spirit. And that's what guides the attitude, is your spirit. If you have a good spirit, believe me, you will have a good attitude. And I will add one more thing. When I opened up the podcast, I asked you how you were doing. You said, fantastic. And I also said that, fantastic, because I am doing fantastic, and it's wonderful sitting here with Elizabeth doing this podcast because she is so positive and has such a good, pure heart, and that's what we want to transmit to our listeners, and she's got it.
Thank you, Phil. That's great. And I feel the same way about you, and I think one of the reasons that we work so well together is because we do see the world in a very fantastic way. I mean, we do, even though, you know, life happens, challenges happen, but still we really have come to a place where I think we're really close in the way that we look at the world. So, which is as a gift, you know, that we're breathing right now. Tomorrow is guaranteed to no one, you know? And so this idea of really wringing out everything we could get in the day. I heard somebody yesterday say, I treat the day like a wet towel, and I try to wring all I can out of it. And I love that, or experience all he could out of it, he said. And that was just so powerful, because that's our choice. We have a choice. So, you know, one of the things that Sean Aker was talking about in this book is that science has proved that we can change our attitude. We can, by using certain tools. And two things I want to say on that. One is, this guy was a professor at Harvard, and he taught the most popular class at Harvard, the most enrolled class. And you want to know what that class was? That class was how to be happy, the happiness class. That was more people registered for that than economics. And this is at Harvard. So people were seeking, even though they had money or they had prestige or they had this particular education or they grew up a certain way or wherever they came from, they were still seeking happiness. So I found that profound. And then I can't remember what the other thing I was going to say was. I don't know. I went blank.
Elizabeth had a blank.
A brain freeze,
but that's okay because we all have them. So I will say a couple of more things about attitude, because one of those words that Elizabeth said when we started was mood. Mood is important. I mean, it's all important. And your mood is controlled by your attitude. You can change your attitude, and you can change your mood. No doubt about it. And not being in a bad mood, we call it, is a negative mood, and it's very, very unproductive and very depressing. So you can instantly, just at any moment, you can change your attitude. And my own attitude, to me, one of the things that hinders attitude for me is looking back, you know, looking backwards at, you know, what did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? Who did I hurt? Who I didn't hurt? And everything else that goes along with all that crazy thinking, which we all do. But I can instantly move forward. And if I'll continue to move forward in each day, be grateful for each day, grateful for everything that I have and everything that I do, and try to be as kind and gentle as I can to each and everybody. And it's moving forward. And I can't move forward if I look backwards. So let's look forward.
Yeah, that's a great point, Phil. And if you're out there and you're thinking, well, how could you just be grateful? How could you just be in a good mood? Phil just talked about, you know, looking at the past, clearing out that past, seeing what's blocking you from being now present in the moment, connected to the energy, the God, the whatever you call this fabulous, fantastic something that's here right now. What's blocking you from being here? You know, for me, it was always my mind or my emotions. I made my mind my God, or my emotions. If I felt bad, I worshiped that, and I went in and into that. And if my mind told me something like I wasn't worthy, or this or that, or, well, it's because I was raised by an alcoholic dad, you know, if my mind tried to give me a story that would keep me blocked from the moment, then I was worshiping my mind. So I had to learn to come into the present. And that was the other thing I wanted to say about the Sean Aker book. He said in his book, and this came out of the interview, I haven't read his new book yet, but he said most people look at the glasses half empty or the glasses half full. And his take on that whole thing is, it doesn't matter if the glass is half empty or if the glass is half full, because there's a pitcher of water on the counter. And the pitcher of water on the counter are the tools that Phil and I talk about: meditation, prayer, laughter, not taking ourselves too seriously. When we develop these tools, whether we're feeling a certain, whatever way we're feeling, doesn't matter, because we have the pitcher of water, and we just fill right back up. And I just love that image. And that's just a great image, I think, to leave them with.
I think it's a very good image to leave them with. And I will say this, Elizabeth, my cup runneth over, and I know yours does too. And that's what we want all of y'all to get. We want everybody's cups to run over. So please join us for the next podcast.
Yes, if you have any comments or any topics you want us to cover, feel free to just let us know by emailing us if you're on our list, or you can comment right below this podcast. Thanks so much. Have a great week.
Join our community by commenting and letting us know what you think.
You can find The Possible Podcast by going to thepossiblepodcast.com.
Okay, that's it.
Over and out.